If you've listened to any of my podcasts or read any of my books, you probably know me fairly well. You know that I'm always searching for the bright side, the sunny side, the fun side, and the encouraging word. I rail against the dark, dank, depressive side of life. Maybe I'm not railing hard enough because it seems like this is a growing phenomenon. The violence, political landscape, and the world stage all seem to be mired in messiness, chaos, war, conflict, and uncontrolled murder and mayhem. You see it as well as I do. It's all over the news, the internet, and social media. It's out of control like wildfire or a fast-growing cancer. I don't know about you, but I keep racking my brain for what to do. So today I have some radically good news. I believe that I accidentally stumbled onto a hopeful strategy for dealing with the messiness of life. Now, I don't think I can claim credit for this. I'm not that wise. This was probably a generous gift from God through the Holy Spirit. Anyway, here it goes. I'll explain the strategy and then the backstory or the rationale from which the strategy comes. The strategy is this. Don't spend any time passively responding to the dark, dreary, dreadful news. Don't spend time, energy, or attention reacting to the chaos of life. Instead, actively pursue and engage in your own positive, upbeat, life-giving, encouraging pursuits. In a nutshell, be proactive and not passive or reactive. Find a need or a niche and fill it. Become a Teflon Don and let the muck, mud, and mire of life just slide off as you blaze your own positive, life-affirming, life-lifting path through life. Doesn't this sound invigorating? That's the strategy, so get to it. Find the needs around you that you can uniquely fill and get busy. And now if you're interested in the backstory, I'll give you two examples. The first one comes from a pastor search committee story from the year 2000. I was on this committee for Chestnut Level Presbyterian Church in Southern Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, when we found the Reverend Michael Wilson in Atlanta, who later became the pastor. He asked us if we were doing an active pastor search or a passive pastor search. Not knowing the terminology, we asked what he meant. He explained it this way. A passive search involves sending out the church information and our need for a pastor, and then passively waiting for responses. An active search means going to visit seminaries and actively pursue talented individuals who may be a good fit for the church. There's a vast difference between a passive search and an active search. The second example comes from reading the New Testament. When Jesus and the disciples began ministry, they were always on the move, actively engaging others, teaching, preaching, and healing those who were open to the good news of life, health, and wholeness. They didn't just passively put out a welcome sign and say, "You should all come." Do you see the difference? Activity builds and pursues life, love, and energy. It's getting out there, going for it, and being positive. It's contagious, joyful, and motivating. Passivity breeds lethargy, negativity, and sullenness. It diminishes life, love, and energy. So, my friends, blaze a new trail. Get active in your own way to bring help, life, love, wholeness, and healing to those you find on your path. You'll be encouraged, and you'll encourage others. Have a phenomenal, positive, active day.